Michael Smith was released from prison in 2004, and though he says he faced obstacles, he got a job at a high school where he counseled young people on how to make good choices and stay out of trouble. Smith, who testified at the hearing, says everyone at the school knew about his past, but when a new requirement that employees be fingerprinted was put into place in 2017, he was told that he was no longer eligible to work in a school and he had to leave the job.
All they saw was my record. At that moment, at that very moment, I realized that I was serving a life sentence. I was given a silent life sentence of perpetual punishment.
Melinda Agnew was convicted 22 years ago of aggravated assault with a weapon, a misdemeanor. She says she served her sentence, spent time in a halfway house where she received counseling, and went on to get her bachelor's degree and become a mother. She says she's now working toward a master's degree, but she struggled to find employment.
I've been denied a lot of jobs because of my criminal background. Even I've been denied a lot of housing throughout the years because of my criminal background.
Senate sponsor Zelnor Myrie says Smith, Agnew, and others deserve a second chance at employment and housing. He says there are also economic losses that affect Black and brown communities where residents have been disproportionately incarcerated.
We know that individuals with convictions lose hundreds of thousands of dollars throughout their lifetime. Simply because they are denied on their conviction record. This is about a recovery for everybody here in the state of New York. We leave billions of dollars on the table because we shut people out of our economy.
The bill would establish a two-step process of first automatically sealing and later automatically expunging conviction records once a person has served their sentence. The process is similar to provisions in the recently passed law legalizing marijuana in New York, where some with past convictions for cannabis sale or possession will see their records erased. Albany County District Attorney David Soares testified along with a panel of other DAs. He says instead of basing the expungement provision on the marijuana law, he'd rather see it modeled after the 2017 Raise the Age law, which erased some criminal records of 16 and 17-year-olds convicted of crimes. Soares says some offenses are just too serious to be automatically expunged.
Violent criminals, sex offenders are people that I don't believe should qualify for expungement or sealing. However, I do believe that we need to open the opportunity more for individuals who are denied simply because of the number of offenses that they've committed.
Soares says some with multiple convictions were addicted to drugs, and when they recovered, their criminal offenses ended. Other DAs say crimes including repeated domestic violence or crimes against children or vulnerable adults should also be ineligible for automatic expungement. Supporters say they hope they can complete work on the legislation before the session ends in June. Opponents include some Republicans in the legislature. In a statement, Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort says without changes, the legislation would pose a serious threat to public safety and contribute to a growing crime rate in New York over the past 2 years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.